You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today we're joined by Sarah Kells to hear about their sight loss journey and the support that they've received from the RNIB following diagnosis. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
First of all, can you tell us a little bit about your sight loss, please?
4 years old. My mother took me to the optician because I was too close to the television. And then the optician told her that I had quite a strong myopia. So I've worn glasses since I was about 4 years old. So about 7 years ago, I'd broken my glasses. I went to the optician. He said, "Sarah, I'm sorry to tell you, but I need to get you to the hospital. You need to go today. You're hemorrhaging in the back of your eye." I was very scared. So I went to, I was living in the Forest of Dean then, so I went to the Gloucester Hospital. And I was in there for a long time. There were a lot of people coming and going and having a look and getting someone else to come and have a look. I don't know what was going on because they didn't actually say very much to me. So then I was asked to stay for the afternoon to start injections because I had macular degeneration. So the whole process was very scary.
Because you just, you know, you think, right, I'm just going to go to the opticians, get a new pair of glasses, and then all of a sudden you've got all these people running about. Yeah,
yes.
Completely turns your world upside down.
I was devastated, to be honest. I was totally devastated. Couldn't stop crying. And even the thought of having an injection put straight into your eyes. You know, I know millions of people have had this. Experience this, but it is a really, it's frightening to be sitting in a chair and waiting for someone to put an injection in your eye. But it was more the consequences of what was going on and how it was going to affect my life going forward. That was, you know, really, really frightening.
You're completely devastated, but over time you learn to adapt and find out that there's help and there's support out there. When did you first come in contact with the RNIB?
It was quite a while later. I had been registered on that day as severely sight impaired blind at the hospital. So they told me that they explained it all to me and told me that I would be contacted by adult social services and they would come out and do some rehab with a cane and do sort of alterations to the house. So unfortunately, by the time my appointment came, I was moving back up to Wrexham. So it took about 18 months, but what really happened was I went to the hospital on an appointment in Wrexham, and the next day I had a call from my ECLO, John Crothers. He was just amazing, and within a week, I had been in contact, the RNIB had been in contact, vision support had been in contact with me. Everything just happened all at the one time. Once all these appointments were set up, and I say this from the heart, everything was better straight away. Everything was better. Receiving a call from someone who understands the problems that you face on a daily basis and offering that support was wonderful. So with the RNIB, once I made that initial contact with me, over the last 5 years, I received insurmountable support. I've had counselling from them. I've joined in lots of courses that they ran. They were extremely helpful. And then over time, with this support, life has now settled into this is the norm. I've accepted it a long time ago. I've learned with the help of the organisations, especially the RNIB, I've learned to live my life as I did before. Not saying I don't have challenges, but I'm in a much, much, much better place.
And all it took really was that first phone call to let you know that there was help and support out there. And being treated with a bit of empathy as well.
Yes, empathy, respect. Respect was something that I really appreciated, and understanding. I don't think anyone with sight loss is looking for any kind of sympathy, but yes, empathy, understanding, respect are all the things that were offered to me through the RNIB.
And my final question for you, Sarah, is have you got advice for anyone else, perhaps, who was in a similar boat to yourself as recently being diagnosed with an eye condition? Any advice for them?
Yes, reach out. Reach out and ask for help because you're not on your own. There are so many of us out there, but the help is there for you. You just have to ask.
And for more information on all things RNIB, head on over to the website rnib.org.uk or you can call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. For now, Sarah Kells, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio and sharing your story with us.
You're welcome.